I don't think one is going to do it for me. How many can you let me have?
That caused an uneasy stirring around the table, especially when Luke considered the question for a moment, then asked, Well, how many do you think it would take? Han saw by the twinkle that came to the eyes of Saba, Kyle, and Kip that they knew as well as he did that Luke wasn't going to let him blast any of the Moffs, that they had known all along he wasn't going to kill anyone, and had just been giving him the room to reach that conclusion himself. Han let the Moffs squirm a little longer, then finally lowered the blaster.
Probably more than you can spare, he turned to Jag. But they've got to pay for what they did. Maybe set up a mission to help out worlds in poverty or something. A real generous mission.
Good, a familiar voice said from the doorway. I'm sure the princess would be honored to have such a mission undertaken in her memory.
Along with everyone else, Han turned to find Tenel Ka striding into the room. She was dressed as a warrior queen, wearing an opalescent Electrotex flight suit and carrying a lightsaber in her hand. Tenel Ka stopped at Han's side and acknowledged the bow she'd received from everyone, except the Moffs, then said,
Thank you, Captain Solo, for suggesting it, and for not spoiling a rare chance to end this war.
Han's eyes widened in shock.
You're okay with letting them off?
No, I'm not okay with their treachery, and I never will be. But I am a queen. I cannot put the desire for personal revenge before my duty to end this war.
Tenel Ka turned an icy glare on the Moffs.
And that, gentlemen, is the only reason you will be permitted to live. I suggest you never test my forbearance again.
The Moffs all nodded their understanding, and Lesserson even bowed.
We won't, Your Majesty, he said. The Council sincerely apologizes for its indiscretion.
It was not an indiscretion, Moff, Tenel Ka said. And if anything like that ever happens again, it won't be the Council we come hunting.
Tenel Ka spun on her heel, her face still clouded with anger, and started toward the door.
Come with me, Captain Solo, she said, motioning for him to follow. There is something I really must tell you.